let's go into these wildfires. So, you know, I always like to wait because I caught this story yesterday, but I had to double check to make sure that it was true because you guys have been basically sending me emails that was saying that the Line Fire and all of these wildfires that was started over in California was started by one man that is now burned up a close to approaching over 40,000 acres. All right, let's get into it. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's rock, y'all.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department has arrested a man accused of starting the Line Fire. The fast-moving fire has consumed more than 35,000 acres. Evacuations remain in effect. KTLA 5's Lauren Lister live now in San Bernardino, where a news conference was held just a short time ago. Lauren?
Yeah, Glenn, a major update in the Line Fire burning in San Bernardino County. Authorities believe it was intentionally started, and they announced an arrest of this man you see here. They identify him as Justin Wayne Halstenberg, 34 years old, of Norco, booked on arson, being held on $80,000. Lieutenant Kerry Klaus with the sheriff's.
Why is he only being held on $80,000? That's what I be trying to figure out. How are people even only held on $80,000? When you basically cause billions of dollars worth of damage. But let's continue.
Department and Chief Jed Gaines with Cal Fire joining me now to talk a little bit more about.
For those of y'all that are in the Patreon, because make sure y'all tap into the Patreon, you have to be on a tier, okay? So a lot of y'all that'll jump into the Patreon, you say, oh man, I'm just part of it. No, you don't get access until you get on a tier. You have to get on a tier to have access to the content, all right? Sometimes I let some of the content rock out for free. I'll let some live streams rock out for free. And then I'll do the re-upload and I only make it rewatchable for the people that's on the tier. You got to be on the tier to access all of the content. It unlocks every single thing that we've ever done on the Patreon that's been up there. All right, let's get to it.
Things stand. So first of all, Lieutenant, what led authorities to believe this was arson and lead to this arrest?
Well, first of all, our detectives from the Highland Station did a joint investigation with CAL FIRE Investigations. At the origin of the fire, they were able to look at several different videos and determine who the suspect was. Yesterday, they served a search warrant at the suspect's residence, where they were able to detain the suspect. They also located evidence inside the suspect's residence and his vehicle that we have pictured behind you that corroborated the arrest of the suspect. So last night, he was booked at West Valley Detention Center for arson. And I will tell you, just to give you an update, they were able to obtain a bail enhancement, and he is now in on no bail.
No bail.
But why did it have to be an enhancement? Why was it no bail? Why wasn't it no bail in the first place? Let me ask a question before we see the rest of this. Because I want to tap into multiple different sources just to make sure that we got all of the facts. If somebody dies in this wildfire that he started, does he also get charged for the murder or for murder or manslaughter or whatever it is that you're doing? Do you also be held accountable for anything that happens with other people? That's what I'm wondering.
That is even an update since we first got this news. Thank you for talking with us. Now, Chief Gaines, let's talk a little bit more about this fire. So it's burned more than 34,000 acres, broke out last Thursday. There are evacuations in place in parts of Highland and Big Bear and also Running Springs. 14% contained, though. So there has been some progress made. What is the threat that remains?
Yeah, still the threat is up in Running Springs and Big Bear and then the Highway 38 corridor out of Yucaipa. We're working on we're trying to get it buttoned up around Running Springs. The fire made a big push yesterday afternoon and evening into the community of Running Springs. So firefighters are engaged in a firefight there late into the night last night with the winds and low humidity that we had. And also the fire is well established in the Santa Ana River drainage, which is pushed into Bear Creek, and that's what's threatening the community of Big Bear. Yesterday afternoon, we put the southwest side of Big Bear into an evacuation order, and we've got crews up in there that are prepping and building lines with bulldozers and everything else we're doing to try to save the community of Big Bear.
So that's a big focus, is keeping that fire away from Big Bear. What are the biggest challenges for firefighters today?
Some of the biggest challenges we have is just this terrain out here. It's very steep. very rocky, very tough terrain. We have to be very careful where we put firefighters and make sure that their safety is our number one priority.
Thank you so much for talking with us. 14% contained, those evacuations still in place. They did confirm one structure has been destroyed. They are still investigating, though, if there is further damage. I do want to show the truck that the lieutenant mentioned that they associate with the suspect. And they do still want more information because they have some suspicion that there could possibly be links to other fires. So
y'all telling me that demons don't live on earth? That people don't get possessed? That there's not also a spiritual aspect that plays into what y'all see happening here? You telling me that a grown man that's riding around in a rapist truck, and I always get suspicious of just these rando white vans, rando white pickup trucks, the old ones. It's usually a Chevy of some sort. And that's just for real. It's either an Econoline or a Chevy. And you see these guys that's in these nondescript, no rim having trucks walking around causing this type of chaos, and you're telling me that there's no spiritual aspect to this? I don't believe it, because in order to do something like this and to be intentional like this, especially as an adult, something has to be going on up there that's like a light bulb off, or you just an evil person. You got to be an evil person to just put yourself in this position to try and set a fire that ultimately is probably going to burn 50, 60, 70,000 acres and then destroy so many different homes. Let me look at it from another lens, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have some firsthand accounts of how this is affecting people on the ground.
Some breaking news in the Lime Fire investigation. A suspect has been arrested for allegedly sparking that fire, which has now burned more than 34,000.
Hey, I'm trying to stay focused, y'all. I'm trying to stay focused, especially... especially on the good subjects, on the good foot. I'm trying to stay focused, y'all. All right? Okay? I see you, baby girl. You getting it? You getting it? We ain't seen you before. Is this a new one? It's a new one. All right. All right. We're going to keep it moving.
1,000 acres in the San Bernardino Mountains. Assignment manager Mark Liu is live at the desk with that. So Mark, an arrest has been made.
That's exactly right, Sheba. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus gave a very stern news conference announcing the arrest of this arson suspect and stated in no uncertain terms that he and his sheriff's deputies would not tolerate acts of arson or any attempts at looting in the mandatory evacuation areas of the Line Fire. Now take a listen to what the sheriff had to say about bringing that arson suspect to justice.
But I'm very proud of our department, our collaborators, and I couldn't be more proud of this investigation, because people are going to want to know who and what was responsible for doing that. And between CAL FIRE and the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, we're going to be able to bring that level of justice to them.
Now, speaking of justice, this is the suspect that is now in custody. Sheriff's deputies say this is 34-year-old Justin Wayne.
All right, so look, let's throw race in this a little bit. Let's have a little bit of controversy. Let's have a conversation. Are there certain crimes that are attached to a certain demographic of people? Just asking a question. Are there certain crimes attached to certain demographics of people? For example, arson. It seems like, and we're not going to put this on all white people, obviously, but it seems like that's more of a white man crime. I'm gonna light some stuff on fire. Firebug. Fire, fire, fire. That seemed like a white man crime. It does. There's other crimes that tend to, hey, listen, usual suspect. Ah, I see you. I'm just saying, are there certain crimes, because for whatever reason, when they told me that it was a suspect, I was lighting fires and messing up everything that was going on in California, that I just automatically just went straight to probably a middle-aged white man of some sort. Stereotypes is there for a reason. If you tell me that somebody was stealing out of the, that it was a violent crime that took place because somebody got caught stealing in the hair salon or in the hair beauty supply store, for some reason, I'm not going to think it's, oh man, that got to be some white woman. that is probably going to be a sister. And not the sister that's in this chat either. It's probably going to be, it's probably going to be a young black woman that got a middle part bust down, as my dog Quentin liked to say, that's seen an opportunity to get a come up. You're not going to see no white women stealing out of a black beauty supply or an Asian beauty supply store. You know what I'm saying? If I see that, I don't know, it's somebody that was eating people. Like, you know, you kind of got an idea like, usual suspects. If somebody get caught in the parking lot like my man and he was overly disciplining his child, it's probably going to be a black man with a young child. You know what I'm saying? So we got to use our context clues. We got to leverage FBI investigation. If y'all never seen Manhunter on Netflix, you should go check it out. It's a good series. But let me get back to this.
Halstenberg of Norco. Detective says he's responsible for intentionally lighting a blaze last Thursday that is now the Line Fire burning in the mountain south of Running Springs. This is the pickup truck that was first spotted leaving the scene of the start of that fire, according to deputies, near Baseline Road and Applin Street in Highland. Now, the sheriff says an automated license plate reader caught that truck leaving the area, and then amazing police work by detectives, according to the sheriff, tracked down that suspect to a home on Detroit Street in the city of Norco. According to sheriffs, evidence recovered in that truck and in the home supports the charge of arson. Halstenberg being held without bail at the West Valley Detention Center facing charges of arson. Now, Sheba, the sheriff also mentioned that that's not the only person that they've arrested. San Bernardino County sheriffs say that they've taken two suspected burglars into custody.
I wonder if the burglars, what are they and what do they look like?
City that were allegedly trying to steal from homes in the mandatory evacuation area of the Line Fire in the Running Springs area. The sheriff says they are continuing to patrol that area. Right now, the Line Fire has burned more than 34,000.
Yo, you got to be a real criminal. You got to be a kleptomaniac, a serious evil person to want to take advantage of people that had to be evacuated from their homes. And then you say, all right, so this is a break-in opportunity. Think about the type of desperation, ugly criminal you got to be to stay in a line of fire from a wildfire, put your life at risk, and go and make sure that you try to break into people's homes that was evacuated. You got to be a special kind of Room 9 type of person, all right? You got to be real Room 9-ish. This is some of the insight and the most updated news about what's happening as far as these line fires. Let's continue to watch.
The Bridge Fire is one of three big fires burning across Southern California. Two other fires burning in San Bernardino, Riverside, and Orange counties. Governor Gavin Newsom visiting impacted neighborhoods today as he expanded the state of emergency. Eyewitness News reporter Jory Rand live for us now in Running Springs with the latest on the line and airport fires. Jory.
Mark, Running Springs tonight is a ghost town. It is silent here. The only vehicles we see on the road are fire trucks and police cars. Most residents packed up and left before the flames got here. That includes one family who now has no home to come back to. This was the drive up to Running Springs tonight. The glow of active flames still burning on hillsides and miles of guardrails melted and destroyed. Sitting on the southern edge of Running Springs lies the remains of a home now burned to the ground. The family that lived here includes a five-year-old girl. They all evacuated before the line fire reached their home, but everything they didn't take with them has now been turned to ash.
Really sweet people. They got, you know, little kids, and yeah, it's really unfortunate.
Travis.
Y'all know this is one of the reasons why insurance companies is pulling out of California, right? It's the reason why California then instituted and did the same thing that Florida did as far as the state insurance. In order to try to keep people in California to make them feel more secure about purchasing a home in California. And for every person that ever got in my chat and said, no, big dog, we got good weather all year round. Okay. Well, it's only a matter of time for you get the arsonist that's or a lightning strike into some random forest. And the next thing you know, your baby seat is all burned up in the back of the crib and it's going to be 100,000 homes burned down. And you think that an insurance company is going to willingly put themselves in harm's way to be able to pay y'all billions and billions of dollars when they know that California is literally a hellhole when it comes to some of these crimes? And in addition to that, we also have all of these forest fires that come every single year. It's like a rite of passage. Hurricane season comes in Florida. Wildfire season comes over in California. And it's just normal. It's just normal. No, they're not going to stay. Insurance companies is going to get out of Dodge. They're going to be like, you know what? We didn't took enough pain. We're not really trying to continue to be over here. We can't even afford to still stay and do business in California. And so that is another reason why your insurance prices is going to continue to be high. You say, AD, what do you mean hell on earth? Well, if you're caught in a wildfire and you have to be evacuated, but you don't evacuate fast enough because the winds are swinging, then that becomes hell on earth. Y'all didn't see the thumbnail before you came in? That is hell on earth. To know that your home is going to be in a line of fire, and like Molly said inside of the chat, there are ways to prevent it. Obviously, not so much, especially when it comes to the fact that you do have arsonists that could just set off the whole thing. But the fact that you know that this is coming. People in Louisiana know that it's just a matter of time, especially because their city is basically below sea level. In a lot of places, it'd be like 10 feet below sea level. They know that a big hurricane is going to come. Francine is down there right now. Not so bad. Maybe not next year. Maybe not the year after. Maybe not the year after that. But if you go through and you drive and you see some of these homes and some of these places that are below sea level and they're raised up on stilts and bricks, me and I go and visit Biloxi because I like visiting Biloxi, which is only an hour away, less than an hour away from New Orleans. And then we go and drive over to New Orleans, party, have a good time, go back to Biloxi and party. You see the homes, oh, we rebuilding, everybody is coming back. It's only a matter of time before a hurricane or some natural disaster come and it do the same thing that it did before. It's inevitable. It's coming. It's happening. Over in Florida, in Miami, we partying, we having a good time. What do you think is going to happen? Why do you think that we only visit during the wintertime and we won't buy no property down there? We only visit in the wintertime. Why? Because they got great weather. We then bypass hurricane season, but then y'all get this crazy hot summer, and then y'all get rain every day and flooding, and then next every single year. We do reports. Oh, look, the streets of Miami is flooded. It's up to their knees. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. So what I choose to do is I go into an area that I know is not going to have any problems. Yeah, we got our own problems. We get all four seasons. We get snow. We right next to the largest body of fresh water and the Great Lakes and all of that stuff. But I can always take a flight and go and visit. I can go and live in California for the next 4 months after wildfire season and then go right back to my stable crib where I know I ain't got to worry about nothing except for a couple of school shooters. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why people build or continue to buy homes in these places that are obviously going to burn down, get flooded out. And the insurance companies, if you see the insurance companies say, you know what, we pulling out of this particular area, then that's a sure sign that something bad is probably going to be on the horizon, especially because our environment and our climate continues to warm. It just is what it is.
Mr. Brule lives about a half mile away. His family all left town, but he decided to stay behind.
Mom's scared. Brother's got his kid. You know, they gotta go. So I stayed behind, keep everyone notified.
Dozens of police officers were patrolling the streets tonight looking for any residents in need. And there was one business open, although they weren't making any money. Ray Nasser moved to America from Syria 8 months ago. He's owned Running Springs Fine Foods for the last 3 months, and tonight was making sure first responders had food and cold drinks.
I know any charge. Nothing.
You got nothing else to do. You might as well just open up the store and hope that somebody come in. Ain't nothing else to do. Got that liquor right there. Want some liquor?
So everything's free for firefighters?
Yeah, for the help for everything in the main fire.
Governor Newsom was in Running Springs today, touring the damage from the Lyon fire on the same day he declared states of emergency for the airport and bridge fires, both of which have burned multiple homes.
Unfortunately, we did lose some structures, but thanks to the crews that we had on the ground and the air resources throughout the whole night, we were able to save quite a few structures.
The airport fire burning in Orange and Riverside counties hit 23,000 acres today. It remains just 5% contained.
These firefighters do the best they can and do everything they can.
That's a wild boy right there.
These firefighters do the best they can.
That's a wild boy right there. Look like Damon Dash, don't he? Look like Dame Dash out there. Oh, no, no, dog, dog. Don't listen. If you don't got no teeth, top, bottom missing, you can't do like this. I don't mind if they crooked, but if you ain't got none, stay off camera. Don't be going out like Dame Dash, big dog. No Dame Dashing on camera. All right, no Dame Dashing on camera. So wild, so wild. Anyways, yeah, man, I'm not the type of person that like to take long-term risks. When I invest in something, I invest and I expect to be there for the next 100 years so I can pass it on to my daughter. I don't want to meth dash. I don't want to be in an environment that is going to be wrecked over the next 5 to 10 years. So